Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Jeremy, it's Gene Steratore. A little bit late, but no less important. Happy belated birthday, my friend, from myself and the entire rules analyst community. We love the fact that, you know, we get a little bit of support every once in a while from the fan base when we break something down or hopefully make the game a little more palatable and maybe even a little bit more fun when we get on the broadcast. So I appreciate your support. I also understand you're a big Buffalo Bills fan, and I've got a ton of memories up in Buffalo. Not only football, but a lot of great basketball ones, too. So I hope somewhere you're out hitting some wings, jumping on some picnic tables, doing what you need to do to get prepped for another big season. And most importantly, as this thing winds down and it gets grayer and colder up north, I hope we see a lot of you guys at the end of the season in that postseason play. Take care. Happy belated birthday again. Take care and God bless.
I forgot your about buddy. That. We need to be playing that more often.
Your buddy.
Gene Steratore. You guys
your
got...
Your friend. Did he say... He said, yeah. My friend? Yeah.
He also referred to...
on the record.
He referred to the rules analyst community. Is there a group text?
What did we put in the prompt that had him say that?
Right. There's a group text of all the rules analysts.
There probably
they're
is.
They're just texting
right?
each other.
There's a rules analyst group chat, I'm sure.
Maybe. They're pointing out grammatical errors in the chat. Oh, excuse me, Gene, you... whatever. Gene Steratore. Thanks, Gene, for the birthday wishes. Was it a week ago now? Almost a week ago. Yeah. A week ago... It was Wednesday, yeah. So Wednesday. Yep, so I'm 46 in 6 days. Thanks to Gene Steratore for the kind words. Picnic tables. Gene,
yeah,
we're not jumping through picnic tables.
Although that might be the next step. No,
nobody's
that
going
impossible.
Through a picnic table.
It'd have to be a pretty flimsy picnic table, or you would have to get enough air where it would almost certainly result in a serious injury.
Yes.
Like 50 feet drop.
Do
maybe.
Not go through a picnic table.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Choose your table carefully.
Really, you can't do anything but the folding table.
Yeah, it's got the sliced, you know.
Right. There's no other kind of... You could do, like, one of those little kids' tables that are, like, just plastic, and they're, like, they're kind of hollow, right?
Yeah.
But that would be mean, probably.
Will somebody... All right, let's get stupid. Will somebody make a table this year and, like, make it look like Highmark Stadium and then jump through it to send off... The current Highmark Stadium style.
If someone wasn't planning that already, I'm sure someone is
now
planning that.
You like that?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Here it is. We're saying goodbye to the old girl. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I know.
You better make sure if you're really building it to look like the stadium, then you better land in the field area. right?
Well, I mean,
you don't want to go through
the stands,
or the light poles.
You make it out of paper mache. You crush right through that too.
All right, then you're fine.
Yeah,
I thought you were building like a wood table that
is this a $1 million idea?
Tables get that your, are designed.
Get your
is probably
high
a bad
mark
idea.
Tables. It's a folding table. It's got the stands around it. Send off Highmark the right way by jumping through it.
Any sort of waiver better be ironclad, I think, when you're if someone starts selling those.
Well, I mean, first off, we don't sell it to be jumped through. We just sell it to commemorate. Here's the table that will have your dips and your chips and your things of that nature.
Yeah.
And then when you jump through it, that's your decision.
Highmark tables.
This is not a terrible idea.
I think the old stadium is going to be better for this than the new stadium. Because the new stadium with the canopy, and it'd be more like a bowl,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
The old stadium, you could make that a big table, I think.
That might be right.
It feels wider. It is wider, yeah. Right? It's less steep, and it's more open. So, you're on it. Better to trademark it before someone else grabs it.
803-0550. Happy July 1st. It's the start of free agency. It's also the month that football starts.
Yeah, July 31st is the Hall of Fame game.
And that is the, don't tell me, Lions and the Titans?
No.
Chargers and Lions?
The Chargers and the Lions are the game, yes. July 31st at 8 p.m.
I kind of had the colors right. The Chargers and the Lions.
Everything seems a little earlier this month. Training camp, maybe by a little bit, right? Hall of Fame. I mean, Hall of Fame game, definitely. I can't remember ever having the Hall of Fame game in July.
That's just how the calendar works. When Labor Day is where it is, which is September 1st, that's as early as the schedule can go. Sal pointed out when we're like trying to figure out when camp starts, it's in the CBA 46 days from the start of the season or whatever that is.
Right.
So Labor Day is September 1st. The first game is September 4th. It can't get any earlier than that. So on the moving schedule, if it seems earlier, it's because it is.
Got it.
803-0550, the Bills will go to camp on the 23rd. The Dolphins and Steelers made a trade. We kicked that around a little bit. If you want to join us on that, you can. I think it's a good trade for Pittsburgh. And for Miami, it's weird.
It's weird. It's a continuation of I don't know what they're doing this
I guess
off-season.
It's only weird because they did it with guys they felt they had to trade. They didn't want to pay Jonnu Smith. And Ramsey,
and they wanted to get out of the Ramsey contract.
Sure. So, okay, it's two players that play for you and are good-ish. Meanwhile, Jonnu Smith, my Jonnu Smith truther days, believing he could still be one of the most dynamic tight ends in football, he finally became one, and then they put him back with Arthur Smith.
Yeah. Disappointing for someone that has him in a dynasty league.
Yeah.
I do not think he'll be putting up the numbers there. They got another tight end, Freiermuth.
Right.
They're just going to nuke each other's fantasy value. He had 111 targets last year in Miami. How many will he have this year?
That is nuts, 111. How many tight ends had 111 targets?
Last year? Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine it's more than three, maybe. Like McBride, probably. Trey McBride, I'm sure, had that number. George Kittle might have.
Yeah. He was fourth. It's Bowers, McBride. Bowers, McBride, and Kelsey.
That's it. Kelsey got to 111 last year?
Kelsey got to 133.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
He got to 133 targets last
year? Yes, he did.
Man. I thought that was starting to track down a little bit.
Kincaid, 75.
75 targets?
75 targets. I had a...
He'll get 100 targets.
I had a very small, tiny, potential let's get stupid. And I mean it's stupid. It's about...
Ooh, I have a guess.
It's not that hard. I mean, Miami traded away Jonnu Smith, and now they're being linked to trading for a tight end somewhere.
Okay, which one are you trying to trade?
I don't know. I just...
In Let's Get Stupid context, which one are we trying to trade to?
I was simply going to say, like, all right, let's get really stupid. Miami calls and says, what's it going to cost to get blank?
Waddle.
No, I mean, they're going to trade for a tight end.
Yeah.
Oh, you want
Waddle. I want Waddle.
You want Waddle for Kincaid.
There you go. You want to clear more money out? Here you go. Here's Kincaid. We'll take Waddle.
Yeah, good luck.
Realistically, are they hanging up the phone because it's Miami?
Yes.
If we're staying consistent, we'd want to take the call, though, right?
They traded.
I would take the call.
They traded with the Chiefs. Why not trade with the Dolphins?
Right. Well,
not that this call is going to come.
It's your division. The Dolphins wouldn't call?
No.
If the Dolphins want a tight end, don't they call every team in the league that's got two good ones? You don't think they'd call the Bills?
No. Well,
hey, I know we're in the division. I know this is unlikely. I'm just in case. I'm just giving you. Shooting you a text. Maybe. Chris Greer shoots Bean a text. Is it even worth asking? Maybe Bean says you can ask.
Sure. The number one name is Michael Mayer, right? In
LA or Vegas.
Vegas behind Bowers, yeah.
Because he's definitely buried behind the depth chart. Well, they're not trading Knox to Miami. He's Josh's best friend, and him going to the Dolphins would probably feel like a betrayal to him. Listen, if I were the GM, I'd have a price for Kincaid. I'd make it high because you're trading him in the division. But I would have a price. I don't know what it'd be.
803-0550. Let's go to Lee in Buffalo. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Morning.
Good.
Yeah, I have I wanted to comment on that Kevin Adams piece where basically he said, well, if you don't want to play here, I just move on. Don't you think maybe he should sit down with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, because that wasn't their phase of coming in when the Bills were going through a 17-year playoff drought. It was, we need to change the culture, and the culture was starting to change before Josh Allen got here. Now it's completely changed. Don't you think that is the issue more than free agents just don't want to come here? It's the culture. They don't run things properly over there. That's really what it comes down to.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, why don't players want to come play for Kevin Adams or the Sabres? It's probably a couple things. It's winning. It's money. It's lifestyle. It's location. I mean, some teams are able to overcome those things. And lots of teams are able to overcome those things, like, you know, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Toronto, Texas. There's a lot of factors. The number one factor for the Sabres would be, you know, there's no real way to soften this, but they're probably not seen by a lot of players as a real team. Like, it's an outpost.
Right.
It's a...
And doesn't it get harder to escape that the longer and longer you go with the same leadership?
Yeah.
Like, I think... Not that this is always the case, but I just feel like it's probably easier to convince or to sell to people around the league, whether they are players, coaches, whatever, that, hey, this tire fire that you've been watching for 10, 12 years now, the culture is changing and the energy in the building is going to be different because we've got new leadership. Like, there are different people that are running the show. They're making that sales pitch to you. You might be more inclined to believe them because it's all new. Let me give this guy a shot. Maybe he's right. Maybe I like the way it sounds. If you're talking to the same people or people that you know have been in charge of that tire fire for 6 years, 7 years, then I think you're going to be less inclined to believe that it can be different. That's just natural. That's in any walk of life. The new guy that hasn't failed at building this thing, I think, is going to have an easier time getting people to come here. And that's another argument for why, like, I just don't think you should sit with the same people over and over and over and over again. And they've done that a couple times, I think, in this drought, whether that's the GM or the coach.
Ron and Alden is up next. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I was thinking back, you know, July 1st, you know, this time of year is always, it used to be exciting, kind of, but hasn't been in a while. When was the last time any team benefited really good from a July 1st or right around this open free agency period? When was a player that, when they signed, they drastically turned the team around, though? You know, it's like, I can't think of any time where a team was, like, mediocre. They signed a big name, and that was it. They became, you know, great. And, like, when Brad Richards was the name, and we got stuck with Leno, I don't think they ever did anything once, I think it was the Rangers, right? I can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, I can't think of it. It could be, but I just cannot think of a day that they did that. And secondly, they should start doing that legal tampering like they do other sports. So I think hockey's the only one that doesn't. I like to see that a little bit so you get a little better of an idea. And last thing here is I don't want to be a Sabre fan. Will Kevin Adams let me go be a different fan? Have a great day.
Thanks, Ron.
Listen, there. I was looking at this yesterday. There are success stories. Some, if you go back a little bit, Marian Hossa was a free agent signing in Chicago. That was critical to their build. Scott Niedermayer in Anaheim. Chara to Boston. Those teams won cups, and all those guys were integral in winning them. If you want more recent examples, the guy that there's news about in the last 24 hours, Alex Pietrangelo, he went to Vegas on a monster contract, and then they won the cup. And I think he led that team in ice time during the playoffs. So, not to say they weren't good already, but that helped them. Artemi Panarin, the Rangers didn't win a cup, but Artemi Panarin went to the Rangers, and that's been a success story in free agency. So, Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky's a $10 million contract that everybody laughed at when it happened. And, sure, he had a couple playoff failures. Then he won the cup twice. Backstopping a great team. So, yes, there are failures. Brad Richards was a flop. He didn't do anything for the Rangers. But it's not a zero hit rate.
No, not at all.
There are a lot of really good success stories of teams that added a final piece or a turnaround piece in free agency. It happens.
Well, the game has also changed. Fewer guys get to free agency. It's one of the things that kind of is baked into why the Sabres have had so much trouble is because they've drafted a lot and developed a lot. Then they trade guys away, and you really can't fill your spots in free agency. It's really tough to do. But there are smart signings. Like, you mentioned a couple there.
Those are the ones I mentioned are, like, big signings, sure. Like, huge contracts.
The guy I'm thinking of is a guy like Carter Verhaeghe.
And that's more of, like, a savvy move.
There are savvy free agent signings to make every year. And who knows if the Sabres are in on some of these savvy moves and just can't get it over the line. I mean, last year, Zucker was a good signing.
Yes, he was.
And for a team that had maybe done more, had some saves, maybe they have a better season if they did something during their 13-game losing streak. Like, if this team had a better season, we could say Zucker. If you're going to free agency thinking one player is going to turn you around, that's rarely going to happen.
Right.
If your question was, who's the last player to move in free agency and make a big difference, my answer is going to be it's going to happen today with Marner. Marner leaves and goes to Vegas. And that's the other part of it. You don't always just want to evaluate the guy where he signs. Where did he leave? What's Toronto going to do without Marner? That's a big loss. Mm-hmm. A huge loss. So
huge. When Perrin goes to the Rangers, the Blue Jackets, I don't think have made the playoffs since. Like, that was a big loss for them.
Yeah.
They weren't like a cup contender, but that was a big change.
It's a way to add to your roster. And I mean, whether or not it's the Sabres adding these $1 million fourth line, $1 million third pair, fifth, sixth defenseman, they have, to a fault, avoided free agency. They have had so much faith in all these draft picks and prospects, and half of the guys that become good players that are draft picks and prospects, they have to get rid of. They missed the boat on a decade of savvy free agent moves. And they tried Taylor Hall. That did not work out. And that might have been because of, the coach and the GM and the team construct and all that. I mean, whatever. Anyway.
And Eichel got hurt.
Eichel did get hurt.
That hurt. I think the whole concept was he was going to come here and put up points and turn that into a bigger contract.
Yeah.
Playing with Eichel, and then Eichel got hurt.
Was here Eichel scored, one goal? He had two goals and 20 assists. I think Eichel scored one goal
and Hall scored two.
And Hall scored in his first game.
Yeah, and then scored one more after that?
Maybe, yeah. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 if you'd like to join us. Minka Fitzpatrick back with the Dolphins. He's in the two-stint club. Guy to be with the team twice.
Did they not skip over the best years of his career? Or I guess his first couple, he was really, really good. He's still a good player, but I was reading a little bit that maybe he's not as elite. Like, he was an all-pro.
Yeah.
And he might not be first-team all-pro good anymore. But still might be pretty good. It was his rookie year. They had him for his rookie year, and then two games into his second season, they traded him to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh gets him from age 23 to 28 and sends him back to Miami. So Miami gets the very start, and they're going to get probably the end here. So they kind of missed out on the prime of his career. Not that would anything be different if Minka Fitzpatrick was there the whole time. I don't know. Wouldn't expect that, but it's just a weird move for the Dolphins.
Yeah,
they're clearing space. They're talking about culture. Maybe that's this. Maybe they think Fitzpatrick is a good leader and a good voice to have in the locker room. like to have on their defense.
They tried to get Poyer to do that, and then Poyer said it wasn't there.
No, but it was probably tougher for Poyer because Poyer couldn't back it up with his play anymore, right?
Right, that might be right.
Like, the only thing I remember Poyer doing last year is gifting the Bills a game because he knocked Keon Coleman out when he didn't need to.
There's one other weird thing about that trade. Whatever, it's kind of connected. All the reporting on TJ Watt, that the Steelers are receiving calls, teams asking about Watt.
Yeah.
Try to make sense of, they go all in. They get Rodgers. They trade for Ramsey and Smith. And they're pushing it all to win as much as they can this year. I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're also going to trade TJ Watt.
Like, yeah.
It would not make any sense.
No.
You should probably just pay him. Extend him. Pay him.
But they seem hesitant to do that.
Yeah.
Spotrac did point out that a new team acquiring TJ Watt would be on the hook for 1 year, $21 million, non-guaranteed. So you'd have to have $21 million, I believe, in cap space at time of signing, or at time of trade, which, for the Bills' sake, I think is pretty difficult considering they have the least space in the league and it's like in the single digits for whatever it is. The Steelers would be on the hook for $9 million. But same thing. If their whole thing right now is, let's go... What are they probably doing with Watt? Aren't they probably saying to themselves, we got a 42-year-old quarterback. This is all a one-year thing right now. We're going to push in to be good right now. And the future is like, we're not even going to worry about it. So we are just going to hope he plays on a one-year contract. We don't want to extend him because we have no idea what we want to do past this year.
Yeah.
But that might be tough to get the player on board with that. If the player knows they want you to play the deal the year out, and maybe they'll franchise tag you, like,
maybe
that's why you would be unhappy.
Right. Maybe you sign them to an extension and structure it in a way where it would be a tradable contract. You could do something like that.
That's not bad. Maybe that's actually what they end up on.
So if at the end of this year you are in a rebuild, like, all right, well, now's the time.
Because aren't they, if they fail this year, they're favored in six games. They win six games. They finally have a losing season, and Rodgers retires, rides off in the sunset. They finally rebuild? Because if they do that, are they going to want 32-year-old TJ Watt on a brand new 5-year contract?
No, probably not. 803-0550. Happy Free Agency Day in the NHL. Free agency opens today. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring if you want on that, on this Dolphins trade, on anything. Well, welcome to July. Happy July 1st here on WGR.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy birthday to Bulldog.
To Bulldog.
Happy birthday, Bulldog. I went to check out his birthday buddies, the resume, to see if, you know.
Okay.
How good of a day is it? Answer, not that good.
Oh, no.
Sorry, the roster is just, it's kind of weak. You get Daniel Ricciardo of F1. You get Dan Aykroyd, Pamela Anderson, Princess Di.
Okay.
Jerome Ginla, Liv Tyler.
All right.
Yeah. It's all right. Happy birthday, Bulldog. We did one of those things the other day where I was discussing with my wife, like, how old is he? And I asked Owen, 60 today?
60.
60.
The big 6-0?
Yeah.
I remember his 50th.
I barely remember his 50th. I know 60 seems crazy. It makes me feel really old. I can't imagine what it's like for him.
Well, happy birthday. 60.
Alan Ruck, also his birthday today.
Also our own
from Succession,
Cali.
Of course.
Joe Cali.
Wait, people are going to yell at me for that. I wouldn't say from Succession. From Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right.
Probably better for
Cameron?
Him. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he's Cameron.
Red Wings jersey.
Yep.
Yeah. That's where he
Listen,
should be.
Listen, all I'm saying is...
Carl Lewis also.
Okay. He plays Delaware Park a lot. We're getting into the decade here where Chris Bulldog can think about maybe shooting his age.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's par 70.
Uh-huh.
How close
has he come?
He's not close to shooting a 60,
no.
But give it a couple
You're
of years.
He's going to need, he's gonna need
saying,
a couple years.
Can he shoot it? Can he shoot a 69 at 69? Can
it's
he shoot
trending. It's trending. So he'll meet it somewhere.
It's a par 70 that used to be a par 68.
It's true.
Got 8 years to shoot.
What's
the
most
par?
Likely age to do that?
To shoot your
65?
Age?
65?
On
at that course specifically. Can you do it at can you get a 65?
I mean, I'm sure there are people that shoot an 80 at 80.
Yeah.
I played with an 84-year-old.
Who probably shot a 72.
Legit. Like, it was one over in the, like, four holes I played with him. So.
Shoot your age. Anyway. The NFL's top 100 players has started.
We got two names.
We got two.
And we'll get another two tonight, right? It's every day. So we'll get to.
Number 100 is Ladd McConkey.
Wow. After just 1 year?
1 year. NFL players said, that guy's good.
Yep.
100th ranked player, Ladd McConkey. Number 99 is defensive lineman Leonard Williams of the Seattle Seahawks. We'll get number 98, 97 today.
And as if we summoned him, my dad just texted us, Jer, 4 over on the front.
Okay, well, he's not shooting 60 today.
Yeah, not today, but he's getting there.
All right.
Ladd McConkey, who went after Keon Coleman, but there's never any, man, they should have picked that guy.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
Like, I see that a lot? Because I don't feel like I see it as much as probably
I see
you
a
could.
Good chunk of it. I see a good chunk of it, sure.
Okay.
I mean, people want to talk about wide receiver, they write to me. Isn't that how this is
maybe
supposed
that's
to
the,
go?
Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, I see plenty of
could have
been Ladd.
The obvious, like, was this even true before the draft when talking about him? The obvious takeaway was, well, they already have a guy that plays the spots and the role that Ladd McConkey does to some degree in Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
And it would be weird for those two to kind of coexist at the same time.
I guess you could make that case. Matt Harmon of receptionperception.com, who we have on the station, he's on the afternoon show from time to time, he just posted his Shakir profile yesterday. And it was good. It's interesting. The thing about Shakir that's so, well, we spent a lot of time talking about, you know, Keon Coleman taking the next step or Kincaid taking the next step. And the reality is probably if Shakir were to show even more, that would be a big deal. And Harmon broke down his role, what he does well, what he doesn't do well. And the Yak being so good,
mm-hmm.
one of the comps for Coleman, or sorry, one of the comps for Shakir, and he's not there yet, but people might think he can be Amon-Ra St. Brown light. And one thing that Harmon pointed out was that early on, St. Brown was not a very good man beater.
Mm-hmm.
He got good at it.
He picked it up.
He really improved at it, and he got to a point even where he's beating press coverage really well. So if you're looking for Shakir to take a step or whatever, we're talking about which receiver can be the guy. Man, if Shakir were to follow the St. Brown track, which, again, not many do, St. Brown is awesome.
He's awesome. He's amazing.
He's awesome. And Shakir, like, there are parts of his game, the contact balance, the yards after catch, he's awesome. But he is not a guy that consistently is going to beat man coverage. He doesn't often really have to, I suppose, right? The route tree on what Shakir does, you know, if you've seen Matt Harmon's site, there's the full route tree and then the grade on what you do. What do you do well? What do you not do well, like league average? And basically everything short, Shakir does great.
Mm-hmm.
And everything deep, he's not. That's it. He's not a vertical guy. Mm-hmm. That's where Elijah Moore comes in and can maybe be different. Elijah Moore has a little bit more in that department. So anyway, just reading the thing about Shakir got me thinking about him. And if you
well, because McConkie is, I think, in that St. Brown mold, isn't he? Of he's going to maybe play from the inside, but he'll be quicker to it than St. Brown was. Like his ability to beat man coverage while also giving you Yak stuff and also the underneath stuff too.
Yeah.
Like he's going to be a good, but they're all, by the way, pretty close to the same size. They're all the exact same height. And McConkie's a little bit lighter. Shakir's in the middle. St. Brown a little higher. But they're all a little different, but like who would you believe is going to be doing the St. Brown stuff more? McConkie. He's younger. Shakir's played more. And maybe he could get marginally better at that sort of stuff, but I would be surprised if we ever get to a point where it is Shakir is the guy where you'll start forcing defenses not to play you in man coverage because that dude's just going to eat you alive.
Right. Well, to give you, again, this is just one guy that does nothing but receiver breakdowns. I mentioned he dropped Khalil Shakir's profile yesterday. Shakir, in the percentile he succeeds against man coverage, is in the 30th percentile.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkie is in the 83rd.
Yeah, way better.
Press coverage. Shakir is in the 37th percentile. Ladd McConkie is in the 98th.
98th.
Yeah. Like, McConkie, if...
He's great.
He's already pretty darn great. And, again, like, the point on Shakir was, for the write-up, that we've seen some players go from mastering this part of the game mm-hmm. and then going on to another part. And that's what Amon-Ra St. Brown did that maybe Shakir could do. He says he's super valuable. What he does here is... important. It's important, though. It's why he didn't get $23 million, $25
million, mm-hmm.
because it's almost like he's the opposite of Coleman in that when people try to say, like, oh, I don't know about Coleman. He doesn't do this and this and this. He doesn't do this and this. The Bills have a collection of receivers that don't do certain things, but they do flourish at other things, or they can.
Uh-huh.
Shakir does that. Shakir doesn't do everything, but what he does do, he does really, really well and is super valuable. And I guess the idea is to try and make Coleman into some version of that in a different position. He's on the outside. Okay, he doesn't do this and this and this. Can we get him to flourish at these other four or five things? And that's how this offense is going to run with guys that are, you know, you're not asked to do every job. You're not totally interchangeable all up and down the lineup. It's not a series of five stud receivers. It's five receivers that each do something to their own that we can you know, maximize.
Yeah. That's interesting, because when you said that, I kind of perked up because I thought, I think Coleman and Shakir are actually really similar
in
what they do well.
The problem is they play different positions.
Right, and they ask Coleman to do very different things than Shakir, even though there's evidence that like what they're good at, there is a lot of overlap.
And this is where the idea of like Shakir,
yards after catch,
the idea of, well, what about Shakir on the outside? It just probably won't go well. He's not a right. He's not a man beater.
And to their credit, like I would say, even though like right now, I think rookie year, the things Coleman was best at was his ability to create with the ball in his hands, which is what Shakir is great at.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you believe is more likely to develop those skills on the outside? I am not confident Coleman will, but he is younger. He is bigger by a good margin. Like I would definitely, if you're trying to turn somebody into that player, obviously Coleman's going to be the one you would do that with.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, if you want to give us a call on that, you're more than welcome to. Come hang out on this Tuesday on WGR.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy July 1st.
Jesse Pegula already out at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Easily.
This is the time of year, you know, football starts in 22 days. We'll be at training camp. 3 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be at training camp for first practice. You know, I'd imagine the fans of the two sports here, hockey and basketball, this is a week where your feed comes across who signed for what. It's a great time of year for the NBA to sign players to $72 million contracts. I'm like, I've never heard of this person in my life.
Yeah, like Nikhil Alexander-Walker last night signed for a bigger contract than probably any NHL player did, including Mitch Marner.
What?
Right.
Yeah. LeBron back with the Lakers for another year.
Shams said some interesting stuff on him this morning about, like, he's monitoring what the Lakers are doing. So, I'm just seeing some trade stuff out there about LeBron, which, you know, if they're going to build around Luka, then if he thinks he has a better chance to win a title somewhere else.
Quick question for you.
Maybe my Denver Nuggets could take a run at him.
And LeBron?
He is really good friends with the owner, Kroenke. I don't know if that's enough to pull him to Denver, Colorado, to play, but they're good.
Yeah.
It'd be weird. It'd be a weird team to end his career on. Not gonna lie. Like the Knicks feel like It's LeBron, right? It's got to be big, doesn't it?
I mean,
it's got to be, or he would go home to Cleveland.
The Knicks,
maybe.
They don't. I don't say they don't need him, but because anybody could need him and use him.
He should go back. Really, what's the best story for him? He should go back to Cleveland one more time. They're the best team in the East.
No, the best story.
Go win him one more title with the Cavs, and then go and then ride out into the sunset.
I already told you my best story. The best story is he plays with Steph. A year of, LeBron and Steph is the best.
It's good.
It's the best story.
I'd be willing to say that's my second favorite. I like the idea of him going back to Cleveland one more time, as they are the current favorites in the East.
LeBron and Steph rolling together. And you know what? Get as many old guys as possible. And just
you want to bring back.
Yeah. I want not a super team. I want a super old team.
Didn't that happen in the late 90s? Didn't like Barkley and Pippen to Houston?
That happened.
With Olajuwon?
I feel like you might be thinking of when Malone went to the Lakers.
Oh, that happened too. Gary Payton. I think Barkley and Pippen, though, went to join Olajuwon, like, right at the end.
Old guys.
So who else do you want? Durant already got traded. He would have been good for that, though, right? You want Draymond, you want Steph, you want LeBron, and you want... All those guys are retiring.
Yeah.
They're all kind of gone.
803-0550. We'll get Bob on the other side. I would have a very quick question in 10 seconds. Does Marner make you at all root for the Vegas Golden Knights?
No.
Okay, because if you have hatred of the Leafs could get a little dose of what we live. This guy can't win here. Goes and wins. Just saying.
I see. It would be.
There might be a little value there, even if you don't want Jack to win. He already won. If you want the Leafs to live a little bit of the guy left and won.
What we experience on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
It would be hilarious to see them all react to Marner like winning it in year one and like being like the Conn Smythe winner.
Yes.
That would be pretty hilarious.
I am here to tell you. That's probably what I'll be rooting for.
Have him do it in year two when Eichel is in Boston. Right. Let's have that.
803-0550. Bob, we'll get your call on the other side. Also checking in Pittsburgh on their big trade for Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. Coming up here on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.